The people of Dhaka say they've had enough. They're out on the streets of Bangladeshi capital to show their anger against rising food prices. A leftist alliance supported by opposition parties has called for a nationwide strike.
For the past few months, prices of essentials in Bangladesh have gone up a lot, and the majority of people are now suffering. We made several demands to the government to bring these under control, but the government's not paid much attention to these.
In response, the government has launched a nationwide food subsidy program for about 10 million people.
If they would provide all essential items together, then it would be easier for us. We can't afford to buy items from the market. Prices are too high. But these rations are not always available.
Despite the country having enough food stock on hand, consumers are having to pay higher prices for some food items than those in Western countries. Prices of essential food items has gone up in recent months in Bangladesh. A kilogram of sugar, a liter of cooking oil costs more here than in European Union. A dozen egg costs more here than in some American cities, making it extremely difficult for an average wage earner to make ends meet. Even families who earn a good income are now struggling.
Prices are too high in the market for all essential items. For middle class people like us, it's beyond our budget now, as we have limited income. It would be good if the government takes measures to reduce prices.
Economist Fahmida Khatun says a small group of traders who want to create a monopoly is part of the problem.
Market mechanism does not work properly. We have seen that a small group of traders influences and in fact controls the market prices. So therefore, there is a need for efficient market management by the policymakers.
The government says it's cracking down on corrupt businesses.
We will not accept and allow any kind of illegal malpractice in the market. And for that, we urge the relevant authorities to take necessary measures, and government consumer protection agencies have already started to work on this.
Analysts fear rising inflation, high fuel cost, and a protracted Ukraine war will continue to affect the cost of living in Bangladesh, and the country may experience more protest and unrest in the coming days. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.